Governor honors victims of October 7th Hamas terrorist attack on Israel. Texas border business. Austin, Governor Greg Abbott delivered remarks at the Jewish Federation of Greater Dallas October 7th commemoration ceremony in Dallas to honor the more than 1,200 victims whose lives were tragically taken by Hamas' ruthless October 7th terrorist attack and the seven Americans who continue to be held hostage. Since October 7, 2023, Israel has faced extraordinary challenges from the carnage caused by Hamas, said Governor Abbott. No country faces the daily onslaught of missiles fired on it like Israel does. No country faces daily terrorist attacks like Israel does. But Israel refuses to be defined by those attacks of war. 1 year later, Israel is still defending itself against Hamas and Hezbollah and defending against attacks by Iran itself. Israel cannot have peace, the world cannot have peace, until Hamas is gone. Those who were killed and those who were taken hostage by Hamas will never be forgotten. Texas stands with the State of Israel and the Jewish community. View the governor's full remarks at the commemoration ceremony here. Addressing a packed crowd of over 900 Jewish Texans and local leaders, the governor called for the elimination of Hamas and for the return of the seven Americans still held hostage by Hamas. Eden Alexander, Ite Chen, Sagui Dekel Chen, Gadi Haggai, Judith Weinstein Haggai, Omer Neutra, and Keith Siegel. The governor was joined at the commemoration ceremony by Texas Holocaust, Genocide, and Anti-Semitism Advisory Commission Chair Kenny Goldberg, Jewish Federation of Greater Dallas President and CEO Igor Alterman, Rabbi Ari Sunshine, Consul General of Israel to the Southwest Livia Link Reviv, October 7th survivor Kobe Pode, Lael Slifer, family member of Hamas victim, and other Jewish faith leaders. Last week, Governor Abbott issued a proclamation calling for a statewide moment of silence on October 7, 2024, to honor the victims whose lives were tragically taken due to the acts of war committed by Hamas and in remembrance for those who are still held hostage to this day. The governor also lowered the Texas and U.S. flags to half-staff and asked religious leaders to light a candle at their next service in observance of this solemn day. Additionally, Texas entities across the state organized moving displays featuring empty chairs to symbolize the seven Americans kept from their loved ones. Governor Abbott has taken significant action to bolster security and combat anti-Semitism across Texas amid acts of war against the State of Israel and innocent civilians by the brutal terrorist organization Hamas, including distributing over $4 million in grant funding to 31 Jewish organizations that will support security enhancements, directing the Texas Department of Public Safety to coordinate with local partners and federal intelligence agencies on heightened public safety measures across the state, issuing an executive order directing all Texas state agencies to refrain from purchasing goods produced in or exported from the Gaza Strip, and from any organization or state actor with ties to Hamas ordering Texas flags lowered to half-staff in honor of lives lost amid active war in Israel, bolstering education resources to increase awareness and understanding of the Israel-Hamas war for Texas students.